You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
I'm asking the biggest questions about running backs for the 2022 season next on Fantasy Football Today in 5. Welcome to Fantasy Football Today in 5 on the Fantasy Football Today YouTube channel and wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Chris Towers here with Adam Azer for the August 1st episode, and I've got three big questions about running backs for you. Adam, are you ready?
Actually, I'm asking the questions, Chris. At the end of the show, I want to know, how is your ice cream cone? But yes, I am ready. I am ready for running back questions.
All right. First up, how do you think Denver will split work between Javonte Williams and Melvin Gordon? Williams is RB9 with a borderline first-round ADP, but Melvin Gordon actually had the same number of carries as him in one fewer game last season. Is that going to change?
Yeah, I think it'll change. I think it'll be more like 60-40 on the carries, and I'm hoping that Javonte Williams continues to be worked more on the passing downs. I think he had 15 more targets than Melvin Gordon. So I think, you know, he has a better chance of being the passing downs guy, but we don't know who the goal line guy is. That's what really concerns me here. And, you know, they split the carries inside the 5 basically evenly, the carries inside the 10 basically evenly. So it was so even last year. We want to see Javonte Williams take that big step. But I think as of right now, he is a third round pick. Melvin Gordon is great value going 100th overall. We have to watch the reports because apparently he was working with the fourth team, Melvin Gordon, a few days ago. But as long as he's going to be, you know, the number two back, I think he's great value around 100th overall. And don't reach for Javonte in the second round because I don't think he's going to have the workload to justify it.
Yeah, I get the case for Javonte. I think I have him more like a late second, early third rounder. The case obviously is that if he gets 65% of the carries and this offense takes a big step forward, all of a sudden Javonte Williams looks like a potential superstar. And he looked really good when he got that, you know, one opportunity to be the lead back. The concern is in the games after Javonte Williams started when Melvin Gordon was out, Melvin Gordon actually had more carries than Javonte Williams in those final 5 games. So, yeah, that's a concern. All right, move on to number 2 question. Are you buying Ezekiel Elliott as a workhorse for the Dallas Cowboys still? Jerry Jones said, quote, "Zeke has to be the focus" in recent comments, but that kind of goes against what the fantasy football community certainly wants to see. I'm not sure if it's what we should be expecting to see. What do you think?
Kind of buy it. I'm starting to think that if all things are equal based on what we know, what people are saying right now, what Jerry Jones just said, shouldn't Zeke go ahead of Javonte Williams? I know it's not going to be that way. There's so much risk with Ezekiel Elliott, but he was a beast before his injury last year. I mean, he was putting up explosive runs, which we hadn't really seen in a while. He's going to get, unlike Javonte, he is the clear-cut goal line touchdown scorer there. Mm-hmm. And if he's going to get 15 carries a game, which would be kind of low for him, and let's say 3 catches a game, he could be a first-round player. I mean, he could be an elite running back like he was before his knee injury last year. So I am trending toward buying that, Chris, that what Jerry Jones said is going to come to fruition and Zeke is going to be the workhorse. I'm not there yet, but I think we need to really consider the fact that he might just be a huge steal even in round 3.
You know, I like Pollard as a zero RB target, you know, in the middle rounds. But yeah, I think this is one of those situations where there's a bit of wishful thinking on the part of the fantasy community. There's no indication at any point that the Cowboys are going to go away from Ezekiel Elliott. So I think you have to assume that they're going to continue riding him. It's 2 straight years where we've done the when he was healthy thing with him. So that's a concern also. But yeah, I buy it. Number 3, Will any rookie running backs emerge as must-start options? It happens pretty much every year. We've had at least one rookie finish as a top 15 running back in 9 of the past 10 seasons. Will anyone join them this year?
Breece Hall will. I'm feeling Breece Hall. I'm pretty into it. I think it's going to take a little bit of time for him to get enough of the share to be a must-start running back, because Michael Carter did have a very nice debut season, but they just don't have as much invested in Michael Carter. And Michael Carter's never been a workhorse guy, so that's just not going to happen. Breece Hall has been a workhorse guy. He was a massive workhorse in college. I don't know, something like 250 carries a season, something crazy like that. You know, so he can handle the load. He can do it as a pass catcher. He looks the part. He's big. He's strong. He's fast. And I'm excited for Breece Hall, and I definitely want a piece of him. If I can get Breece Hall in the 4th round, I think that's awesome. Even though it's technically the RB dead zone, you might have to wait a little bit for Breece Hall, but I think he will get there. Other than that, Ken Walker is going to need an injury. I think Algier will be a must roster, but not necessarily a must start. I think Damian Pierce could be the same way. Someone will emerge. I expect pretty small things from this year's rookie running back class, but I expect pretty big things from Breece Hall.
Yeah, I'm more skeptical about Breece Hall, and it's mostly just that offense. I don't know if Zach Wilson's ready to elevate anyone in that offense.
He and I brought this up on a podcast last week. He and Javonte were drafted 35th and 36th, separate drafts, obviously. They both went to an offense that finished 28th in offense in scoring the year before, right? So the Jets were 28th last year. The Broncos were 28th before they drafted Javonte. And the Broncos stunk last year anyway. But if Javonte had gotten that work, he still would have been a must-start guy. So that's why I'm in on Breece Hall, because even if the Jets offense is bad like it was last year, I still think he's good enough, like Javonte, to be a fantasy stud.
So what you're saying based on this podcast is we're going to be overdrafting Breece Hall next season, if I can connect the dots.
Every week is going to be Breece Hall week this season.
I can't wait. Yeah. All right, that's going to do it for Fantasy Football Today in 5. Make sure you subscribe. Oh, ice cream cone? Yeah.
It was good?
Yeah, I had my ice cream cone right before the podcast because Adam told me we were going to be a little late, and all of a sudden we get to 9 o'clock, and Adam's like, I'm ready now, and I'm halfway through a drumstick.
Yeah, those are always good. Always good.
All right, that's going to do it for Fantasy Football Today in 5. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
If you want to win your fantasy football league, it starts right now. The offseason is the best time to get ahead of the competition. We'll help you win your league on the Fantasy Football Today podcast, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network. Fantasy Football Today has 3 episodes every week following the latest news, giving you early rankings, early sleepers, breakouts, and busts. So if you're a dedicated fantasy football manager, check out the most dedicated podcast, Fantasy Football Today. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere podcasts are found.